This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. We cover a lot of different topics on this program every day, and today a look at the Oregon by the Numbers project with the Ford Family Foundation. Cassie Allen's the Director of Learning and Knowledge Management, and Sarah Patowski is the Learning Office Policy and Communications Person. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that works.
Very good. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle. Great to be here.
And first of all, Sarah, let's start out with you, because apparently you haven't been here before, but somehow I thought you had.
Yeah. This is my first time in the studio, and I'm really thrilled that you brought us in to talk about this exciting data and research.
So how long have you been with the Ford Family Foundation?
I joined a little over a year ago. This is a new role of learning officer, and both Mandy Elder and I get to hold this space of supporting learning and engagement within and without the foundation.
What was your background before coming to the foundation?
I did some policy research and advocacy with tribes and some communication support to foundations, much like the Ford Family Foundation. But it's good to be home in the Umpqua Valley and supporting here.
So did you start here then, I take it?
I have family out in Glide, and so it was a homecoming of sorts. Yeah, nice return back to the area.
Okay. Well, let's jump into it. The new report is out, and since I got handed it a minute and a half ago, I haven't read it all yet. There's a shocker. But let's kind of back up. And first of all, how often does this report come out?
Yeah, Kyle, we produce this report every year. And it might be better to say we print it in even years, and we update the data in odd years. So the reason you didn't get a copy beforehand is because we didn't really print this year.
What goes into gathering all this data?
Yeah, so we have a long-time partnership with a team called the Rural Communities Explorer that is at Oregon State, and we produce this report together every year. They're located in OSU Extension Services in Corvallis, and so every year, the original report came from a collaboration between the foundation and OSU that dates back to 2002, and so every year, right around this time, we start getting ready for the next report.
So what's the point of all the data?
Yeah. So, you know, the foundation has a long tradition in community building, and it was that interest in supporting those efforts that led to wanting to support this work as early as 2002, because we wanted rural communities, small towns, to have access to high quality, trusted data that they could use to make decisions, to make their case for grants or other kinds of funding. And so that's really how the work was born. We didn't become a report like this until 2018. And that was because we just didn't feel like folks were using the digital tool enough. We wanted them to have something packaged that they could access more easily, and that appears to have worked.
I would think, especially in a rural area, even with all the modern technology, that a lot of times until you guys undertook this, that data is out there, people just haven't put it all together.
It's true. You know, our team up at OSU, we were all just together on Friday, had a great sort of retreat-like day session. And it's true, there's just too many layers of getting through the technological tools. Sometimes folks can get a little just overwhelmed or intimidated by all the options. So putting this all together, for folks who aren't familiar with the report, the first half is a series of 36 county-level summaries, one for each of the counties in Oregon. We choose measures on purpose that are available for all 36 counties as much as possible, which can be tough when some of your counties only have 1,500 people in them. And then the back half of the report goes into detail about each of the measures that we use.
So, Sarah, what can you tell us that's maybe new from this year's report?
Yeah, so every year, as Cassie mentioned, we have those 36 measures, but every now and then we make a couple changes. We have to revisit the data, see what's available. So there are a couple new measures featured in this report, including fifth grade mathematics, good or better health, mental health providers, which really shows kind of the access to mental health and availability, and then electric vehicle charging stations. So these are different measures than we've used in the past, but they each are really valuable. One, you know, cool call out to Douglas County was we are in the top 10 in the state in terms of availability of electric vehicle chargers, and that really shows the testament to the investment that Sutherland has made up the road in terms of those charging stations.
We beat out Deschutes.
We did.
For EV charging stations. One thing I will say on those four measures is that we needed to make those changes because COVID mm-hmm. has done some collateral damage to our data systems. And so each of those measures actually replaced something in the report, yes, for which we just weren't able to get high quality data anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would think, too, during those pandemic years, a lot of things operated so differently. It's hard to look at data and qualitate that it's accurate because mm-hmm. so many things were not the same as they had been.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yep.
So the sixth edition of this, how are people using it?
Oh, great question. I'll tell a story that happens pretty regularly. I mean, we often get very kind notes from grantees who are using the report to apply for other grants, to access other kinds of funding and to make their case. I think we also are seeing some communities, you know, take up a charge. For example, I've presented to community rotaries a few different times. And so we've had communities like see, oh, wow, our food insecurity is going up. We need to do something as an organization. We're also increasingly getting calls from community members. We had a fun one about a month and a half ago, I think. Someone calling in wondering how many, you both get, help me get the word right, centenarians are there in Douglas County. And this woman's mother was getting ready to turn 108. She wanted to know how many people of that approximate age. And we learned that there were only 21 in Douglas County. We did a little research with our OSU partners. And so it's just fun to see people getting curious about data,
yeah,
and being able to be a trusted source for information.
Yeah, I'll just add quickly that a lot of our local nonprofits and groups that are organizing around health and well-being and opportunity regularly are consulting these data. And I've seen how groups like Thrive, Umpqua, Take Root Parenting, UCAN, and others have come together and standing up a nutrition hub across Douglas County are looking at outcomes like low birth weight, and other maternal health outcomes, and really using that information to guide how they get resources out in the ground, where they invest their energy, and it's been really helpful according to a lot of the folks in those groups. So,
what's it been like for you to jump into this part of, you know, as being part of your job?
It's exciting. I think for me, the most critical message is that, you know, the data and the research are being produced all the time by and about us. And how can people actually harness it to make a difference where they live and to improve opportunities for more of us? And so that translation and that communication and finding ways to really support better understanding and access to this information is really key. So,
is this kind of data, do you have groups in other states producing things like you're doing, or is this kind of cutting edge?
So it's interesting. We don't know of another state that is doing something similar. About 3 years ago, I think, we had a situation where the report made it back to D.C. For a gathering and got a shout out, and that shout out reverberated back to us. So, I mean, we think this is a very appropriate role for philanthropy, and so that's why we do it.
And have you put it out there? I don't even know in philanthropic circles how different foundations interface with each other. But is there a point where you say, hey, here's an idea we're doing? Have you thought about trying it in your state?
That's a great idea. We've definitely shared it among the Pacific Northwest funders. So there is something called Philanthropy Northwest, Grantmakers of Oregon and Southwest Washington. We've definitely presented the work with them and gotten a thumbs up there. So definitely an opportunity.
Well, we're going to dive into Douglas County data, but I think we'll take our break first. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245, but News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240, KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Peter Greenberg will have Eye on Travel at 4. And we're talking about Oregon by the Numbers with Cassie Allen and Sarah Potosky of the Ford Family Foundation. So let's talk Douglas County. Sarah, what stands out?
Wow. Well, and I'll let Cassie reflect on this as well, but this was an interesting year where some data around financial hardship hasn't been updated in a little period. We talked about pandemic interruptions before. Douglas County has crossed a threshold where more than half of us are either living below a poverty level or are working and employed gainfully, but not gainfully enough to afford the basic cost of living, rent, health care costs, transportation, and so forth. So it's a really precarious position. And yet, we do see that job growth has been experienced in our county. And there are some really wonderful kind of bright spots in the data this year as well.
I mean, I think Douglas County is definitely holding its ground as a leader among our rural counties. It presents as a rural county in the data. I think what we do see is that this is a moment when the adults in our community could really wrap around the kiddos in our community. The learning losses from COVID are fairly stunning. So, you know, and we're not seeing that bounce back quite yet. So, 30% of our kiddos in third grade at benchmark in reading, under 20% of our fifth graders at benchmark in math. And so for all of us, we all have kids in our lives in one way or another, whether they're neighbors or friends or our own, and really trying to help every little in your midst love learning. And whether that's reading or math or something else, but to get excited about that. We are very much on track with things like ninth grade on track. And so there's a mix, but I think we both, the households that are struggling financially, mm-hmm. for that to hit majority was hard to see. On the other hand, we also crossed over into a majority of households participating in job participation. Mm-hmm. And so that was also a bright spot. So it's a little bit of a both and. We're still coming out of the pandemic. We're going to see this data continue to shift year after year.
Well, I know something I heard recently said the effects of the pandemic are going to be, generational in some ways. It's not going to be, whether it's learning loss or economic issues, it's not going to be something that you just snap your finger and, okay, everything is back to 2019.
Exactly. Absolutely. One of the ways that Douglas County also really stands out, most of our rural counties, their top employment industries are connected to food service and education. It's only in a handful of instances that there is another industry that is employing people more than those two. And in Douglas County, the wood products industry does that for us. And so that's also something that distinguishes us from other counties.
And in spite of the economy and inflation and all that, we continue to have a very low rate of unemployment that's not too far off the record amount, which still, for the number of people that are having trouble getting by, doesn't quite add up.
It's hard to make sense of all the different numbers, and I think it'll be fun and interesting as the year plays out to do some of that triangulation. But these are complex times. The data is complex, and it's a mix.
What else do we see from Douglas County?
Some of the things I think to note about Douglas County is that, we are one of the top counties in terms of mobile housing. So mobile housing provides 1 in 5 households with a roof over their head.
So define mobile housing.
So mobile housing is not a recreational vehicle. So it is a manufactured home, some home that could be moved with wheels if needed.
Interesting. 1 in 5.
1 in 5.
Wow.
Not the highest in Oregon, but definitely something that that distinguishes us. I think that our vaccination rate is up there for our 2-year-olds. That's an area to celebrate. I think we have nearly four-fifths. 4 out of 5 of us are reporting good or better health, mm-hmm. which is super exciting. There is one in our new indicator, the mental health providers. That is maybe a sadder story. So we have 275 residents per mental health provider in Oregon, mm-hmm. which is high. The Oregon average is like 158. So that's an area where, and I think any of us who live here in Douglas County know that that's probably something we could use more of.
And the data bears this out. People that need that help that oftentimes are told, yeah, come back in 3 months because of that.
Because of that,
which
exactly.
is not what they want to hear at that point.
Yeah. Exactly. Continuing to see tobacco use beyond the decline, which is great. That's true statewide, rural areas as well. So we're getting there.
You talked about people being healthier. Do you think things like Thrive Umpqua and some of these shifts have made an impact?
I don't know, but what a cool story. I mean, I think that's a cool association. But we definitely, that is, the measure changed. So we'll track that one in the years ahead. OHA changed how they collected that measure. So this is a first for us. But we are right on track, scooting along with the state average. Whereas with that measure previously collected, there was a bigger gap between the state average and Douglas County.
Well, and it seemed like during the pandemic, a lot of people's health physically kind of took a dive because people were kind of parked in one spot. But yet other people wanted to get out in rural areas and go hiking and all that. The folks at Bureau of Land Management and Forest Service talked about how much more people were out there. And those patterns, they say, are continuing even a few years later, where people are getting more active, and maybe that translates to other areas as well.
Yeah, it very much could. I mean, we definitely know that some of that attraction to the beauty of the outdoors also contributed to the escalation of housing prices, with the population from urban areas shifting into more rural areas. But those things are all connected, I'm sure.
Now, the foundation also does something called Oregon Voices. And Sarah, how do these reports kind of relate to each other?
Yeah, so earlier this summer, we released the Oregon Voices survey findings. And it was just this wonderful project where we were really, it was a listening project. We wanted to hear from people in the communities about their lived experiences there. So it's fundamentally different from what we have here in Oregon by the numbers, which is data that's captured by the state, by federal authorities, the Census Bureau, groups like that, about people. Oregon Voices is data by the people. And so what's powerful about kind of having these side by side is that you can look at Douglas County data and see what, you know, these hard facts and numbers, but then also pair it with reflections from people who live here, our neighbors, and see, okay, does this really bear out? Where are the areas of greatest concern, but also where are the greatest of areas of opportunity for us to build momentum and make some change?
So about a minute and a half left on Inside Douglas County. What else do you want to share with people?
Things people should know. This report gets better by people using it and us hearing from them. So if you take a look at the report, there's something you think we should do differently, please email us at OBTN, Oregon by the numbers, at tfff.org. The report is available in English and in Spanish. We are in the process, for those of you familiar with Oregon Voices work, we are in the process of creating a digital tool that is more interactive and exploratory. For Oregon by the Numbers, we would love any insights that the community has to offer in that process.
Well, and there's so many possibilities with the technology to do things like that that even 3, 4, 5 years ago you really couldn't do.
100%. Yep.
And if people want to get an actual physical copy of that report, is that out at all?
Thank you. So there are not physical reports for 2023, but now is the time to go to our website and sign up to be on the subscribe list and start getting ready for that new one to drop in the fall of 2024. We try to produce so that the report's available shortly after school begins in mid-September.
And Sarah, really quick, what else do you do at the foundation?
A lot of my work is focused on how do we take data and research products like this and really help strengthen our advocacy for the communities that we serve. So policy and communications as part of my work is really helping communities tell their story, doing it through data, helping decision makers who hold resources and funding, whether it's policymakers in Salem or right here in our county, you know, better understand and engage with the communities themselves and the people
who are seeing opportunities where they live. So,
all right. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate it.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.